Okay, good morning, everyone. It's a great privilege to learn together in the morning. Thank you all very, very much for coming. And Yirotzam Ulfanecha Adonai Elohai V'lehev Osai Shelo Yerad Dvarta Kalal Yodi V'lo Yikashel B'dvar Alachav Yismachu V'chaveirai V'lo Omar Al Tamei Tahor V'lo Al Tahor Tamei V'lo Al Mutar Asur V'lo Al Asur Mutar V'lo Yikashel Chaveirai B'dvar Alachav Esmach Bahem Ki Adonai Yitain Chachma V'piv Das Utuna Galeinai V'abita Niflaos Mitorasecha. Today's daf is Masechta Brachos, Daf Zion. This brings us into Shabbos Kodesh, the sixth blot in Shas, in the program of Daf Hayomi, the special program of Limnos Yamenu Kein Hoda, inform us how we can make every day meaningful, every day special. So today's Daf is going to teach us that not only do people pray, but Hashem Yisbarach also prays. What does Hashem pray for? He prays that his attribute of mercy should conquer his attribute of anger, and that he should forgive us even though we don't deserve it. The Gemara is then going to teach that when you see someone upset, that's not the time to try to calm him down. Wait till he calms down and then try to address the issues about what he got upset about. The Gemara is also going to teach us that Hashem only gets upset for one moment, and that that was the source of Bilaam's power. He knew how to get to that moment, and the Gemara will tell us how we can find that moment, and the Gemara will teach us that it's not a good thing to try to precisely at that moment say, as Tosfos says, the word kalim, wipe them out, to harm someone at that moment. The Gemara is going to talk about the importance of changing from within oneself. And the Gemara is eventually going to discuss the big topic of Moshe Rabbeinu's requests of Hashem to understand the way in which Hashem runs the world. The Gemara is going to teach us that whatever Hashem promises always comes true, especially when it's something good. Good will always come true. And then the Gemara teaches us the meaning of a name. The name is the mission of a person in life. Finally, the Gemara will teach us about whether or not we're allowed to pick fights with the wicked, and it will end up teaching us about the importance of serving a Torah scholar, where you learn more than even from learning in his classes and hearing everything he says and writing everything down. Okay, let's start today's daf. I'm Reb Yochanan, Mishum Reb Yossi. Reb Yochanan said in the name of Reb Yossi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do we know that God prays? Shenamar, because it says in Yeshaya, and we read it on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and during Slichos, V'havi Yosim El Har Kadshi, and I will bring them to my holy mountain, V'simachtim, and I'll make them happy, Beveis Tfilasi, in the house of my prayer. Tfilasam Lo Nemar. It doesn't say I'm going to make them happy in the house of their prayer. I'm going to make them happy in the house of my prayer. There's a sign that God himself prays. I saw that one of the Chassidish Sfarim, the Emunas Omein, I think it was called, or Emunas Avram, he asked, what does it mean that Hashem prays? If I pray to Hashem, I ask Hashem to grant me something. Who's Hashem praying to? He's praying to himself. So he said, the pshat is like this. Whenever you try to do a mitzvah and you start, and then something happens that makes it impossible to finish, ne'enas, something happens, makes it impossible to finish, Hashem steps in and finishes it for you. So there are all sorts of prayers that people started. I want to read all of Sefer Tehillim. I want to pray. And we stopped in the middle, but Hashem finishes it for you. So how do you know that Hashem prays? Because he's finishing all those prayers that the Jews have started and they weren't able to finish. So he said, as a way to remember this, this is perhaps the verse that we say at the end of Mishlei. Kamu banea vayashruha ba'ala vayahalala. The beginning of Tehillim is the word ashrei, ashrei ish, praises the man who's righteous. The end of Tehillim is Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi. It's the right? The praise of God will be said by my mouth. The last words of Tehillim are Kol Neshama Tahaloka Luka. All the soul will praise you, says God. Haluka praises God. So that's what we say. Kamuva now, her children got up. Vayashruha. They started with Ashrei. But Bala, the husband, Hashem, Vayahalala. He finishes up all the way to Kol Neshama Tahaloka. He says the Halala. He completes it. So that's what it means here. And Rabbi Yochanan, that's what the Chassidim say. Rabbi Yochanan said, how do we know that Hashem prays? It's from the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, Ki besi beis tfilo yikare, my house will be called, Vav yosim el har kachiv yisim achnim beis tfilasi. I'll make them happy in the house of my prayer. It's the house of Hashem's prayer. Maybe that means that Hashem finishes our prayers. Okay.
You hear me talking about Holy Mountain.
Rabbi. Yes.
Is that Mount Sinai?
No, Mount Moriah. Aramaria. My Matzli, what does Hashem pray when he prays? I'm Rav Zutra Bar Tuv, you're my Rav. Rav Zutra Bar Tuv, say the name of Rav. Hashem says the following, Yiratzom Ufanai, may it be my will before me. Sheyich Beshu Rachamai Eskasi, that my mercy should conquer my anger. In other words, I'm angry because they did something wrong, so I want to give them back measure for measure. Hashem prays that there shouldn't be any give back measure for measure. My mercy should conquer, should roll over my attributes. So I have an attribute measure for measure to punish them. Instead, let the attribute of justice be rolled over and be flipped into mercy. And I'll treat my children with the attribute of mercy. And I will enter for their sake, lifnim mishuras adin, past the letter of the law. Wow, this is what Hashem's prayer is, and this is what Hashem wants us to pray too. Tanya, we were told in a braisa, Am Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha taught, Pamachas nichnasti lahaktir ktoras lifnai v'lifnim. One time I went in to offer the incense in the innermost sanctum. So when does the Kohen Gadol offer the incense on the innermost sanctum? On Yom Kippur. I went in on Yom Kippur. V'ra'isi ha'kasriel ka'ashem tzvakos, and I saw God himself. I saw a vision of God. Shuyoshev al-kisei ramvanisa, and he's sitting on a throne, exalted and above. V'amar li, and God said to me, Yishmael b'ni, Yishmael, my son, baruchaini, bless me. Amarti lo, I said to him, Yiratzom ulfanecha, may it be your will before you. Sheyich b'shurachamecha es kascha, that your mercy should conquer your anger. V'yagolu rachamecha midosecha, and your mercy should be rolled out instead and in place of your attributes. You want to give us something measure for measure instead? Show us mercy. This is nehegim banecha minasarachamin, and treat your children with the attribute of mercy. And enter for their sake beyond the letter of the law. And he nodded to me with his head. So this teaches you that the blessing of a lowly person shouldn't be a small thing. Because here God likes the blessing of a human being, Yishmael ben Elisha. So if a lowly person, a person who's less of a scholar, less of a tzaddik than you, gives you a blessing, not a small thing. It's a great thing. It's a wonderful thing. I saw that the Teferes Shlomo, the Rebbe of Radomsk, he said, the verse says about Nadav and Avihu, Bekarvasam el Hashem vayamusu, they came close to God and they died. He said the pshat is like this, when a person is very holy, so he's praying for the sake of God's glory. God's glory should be elevated. But that's perhaps where they died. They got so close to God, they were only praying about God. They stopped praying for the welfare of the Jewish people. So that's why they passed away. So Yishmael ben Elisha, he was fixing the sin of Nadab ben Avihu. He goes into the holiest of holies and he says, God, I'm praying for the Jewish people. God says, the blessing of the hedyot, of the lowly things of the human beings, I love that. Because if it's a blessing for the welfare of the Jewish nation, God loves the prayers and the wishes for the good of the welfare of the Jewish people.
Rabbi, you mentioned Bilam before.
We're going to get to him soon.
I know God was angry because he gave him a prophecy power, Bilam?
No, we're going to see that God gets angry every day because the nations of the world in the morning, instead of recognizing God, they bow to the sun when the sun rises. that's very offensive, that they're more into nature than they are into God who created nature. So that's what makes God angry. But Bilam was given prophecy, we'll see in other Gemaras, for a different reason, so that the nations of the world not be able to say, listen, we never had a chance, we never had a prophet. God said, no, I gave you Bilam. You had your chance too. Look what he did. It was worse.
Another Obama.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, how do we know that if somebody's all angry, that's not the time to sit with him and try to mollify him and calm him down? At the moment of his rage, he's irrational. Nothing to talk about. Wait till he calms down. Let him become lucid again and then calm him down. We say this with, it's written. Hashem said, Panaye Lechu, my face, namely my feeling of rage, will leave. And then Vani Chosilach. And then I'll give to you, I'll show favor to you. Amalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hamtenli, wait for me, Ad Sheyavru Panim Shel Zam, until the face of rage passes, V'aniach Lecha, then I can give you a rest, I can let your request be granted. Ask the Gemara, Mi'ika Rizcha Kami Dekut Shebrichu, what do you mean God saying, let me calm down and then I'll listen to you, I'll forgive the Jews for the sin of the golden calf. Does God ever get angry? Answer the Gemara, in, he does. He does get angry. Sometimes he pretends to be angry. The Tanya, that's as we learned in a Brisa. The verse says, V'kel zo'em b'chol yom. God is infuriated every day. Kamazamo, how long is his fury for? Rega, a moment. Kama rega, how long is a rega? 158,880 part of an hour. It's echad, it's one out of chamesha sribo, five ten thousands, ushmona salafim plus 8,000s, ushmona meos and 800, ushmonim and 80, ushmona and 8. So one out of 58,888 bishah in an hour. So that's the length of rega. For that little moment, God is angry.
The hour is a 12-hour day, right?
Yeah. Vizu hi rega. That's the definition of rega. Now, in kobri yichol chavino susha, no creature can precisely know that moment. Chutz milam arasha, except for the wicked Bilam. This was Bilam's power. This was his power. He would be able to know that moment. And in that moment, as Tosfos says, he would say the one word, kalim, wipe them out. And that would cause God to wipe people out. It says about Bilam, how do we know that he knew this moment? Because it says about Bilam that he describes himself as V'yodea Da'asel Yon, and the one who knows the intellect of above. He knows God's thinking. I don't understand. Hashta Da'as Behemtolo Aviyada. He doesn't even know his animal's thinking. He doesn't know whether his animal's going to do it again, whether it's going to go off the road or stop walking. He doesn't know what his animal's going to do. Da'as Elyon Aviyada, he knows what God is thinking. No, he doesn't know all of what God is thinking. He knows one little aspect of God's thinking. Ela melamed, rather, this teaches you, Shayodea lechavin, Osasha, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Koespa. He knows how to hit that moment that Hashem is upset in. Again, this is derived from another verse. The prophet tells the Jewish people. This is what the prophet tells the Jewish people. I mean, my nation's a harna. Remember, my ya'atz Balak men Moav, what Balak, king of Moav, was plotting. And then the verses go on and they say, Leman das tzidkos Hashem, so that you will know all the acts of kindness of God, all the charities of God. My leman das tzidkos Hashem, so that you'll know all the charities of God. Amr Belazar, Belazar explained, Amr Lema Kadosh Baruch Yisrael, God told the Jewish people, Du'u, you should know, Kamat tzidkos asisi machem, how many acts of charity I did with you. Shalom ka'asti bime Bilam arasha, I didn't get angry during all those days of Bilam. For had I gotten angry, there wouldn't have been left from the Jewish people any remnant or survivor or refugee. No survivor or refugee. This is what Bilam tells Balak. How can I get angry? How can I curse? Lo kavo el. If God is not cursing, and how can I incite to rage? Lo za'am Hashem, when Hashem is refusing to get upset. Malami, this teaches you, Shekolosan Hayam, all those days that Bilam and Balak were going on the mountaintops trying to curse the Jews, Lozaam, Hashem wouldn't get upset. The Kamazamo, how long does he get upset for? As we said, Rega, for a moment. Kamarega, how long is a moment? Amrev Avin, Vitem Rev Avina, Rega Kamimre. Rega is the amount of time to say the word Rega. I understand, we just said Rega is 158,000 188. So it means what could you accomplish in a rega? If a rega is only 158,888, what can you already say then? Oh, you can say the same thing as rega. Rega is rega, two syllables. You could say kalem, you can say the word, wipe them out. That's the curse that Bilam would say. Uminalan the rega ratach. How do we know that God gets angry only for a rega? Shanema, because the verse says, ki rega be'apo, for his anger is only for a rega. But chayim, but to the wish to give life, that's pirtsono, that's what he wants. Be bias, and if you want aim, I'll tell you. Mehacha, this is the source. The verse says, chavi kimat rega, hide away just like a small moment. Until the rage passes. So apparently the rage is only for a rega.
How do you come up with this calculation of 158?
I don't know. I don't know. There are that it's a symbolic calculation, but I didn't look it up.
Some sechtot, it's 8,000 something. There's three different versions.
Yeah, I didn't see.
If you strike out the 50, and the side, it says it'll be the number of pesukim in the Torah.
Interesting.
You strike out the 50,000.
Interesting.
One version.
Yeah. Very interesting. The Emas Ratach. When does God get angry? So this is what Baruch was asking. When does he get angry? Amar Abaya, Abaya explained, Ani Tlosa Shah Kamaisi, during the first 3 hours of the morning, Ki Chivra Karbalta de Tarnagola, when the crest of the rooster turns white, that's the moment God is angry. V'koyachad Kara, and the rooster stands on one foot. So go ask 1 second. But every moment the rooster's crest is turning white. The answer is no. Kol shaita, every moment is beshurai kasumki. There are also streaks of red. By he shaita, the moment of God's rage, less beshurai kasumki. And there's no streaks of any red. Haus tzeduki, there was this Sadducee who didn't believe in the oral Torah. He would only believe in the written Torah and misinterpret it. He was in the town of Rabbi Shimon Levi. He used to cause a lot of pain to Rabbi Shimon Levi by, you know, trying to disprove him from this verse and that verse. Yom Achad, one day, Shakal Tarnagola, he took a rooster. Vukmi ben Kari da Arsa, he put it between the legs of the bed. Vayin ban, he was staring at the rooster. Savor, he was thinking, Kimata Yishaitu, when that moment of the crest turning white will arrive, Altai Al Kursin. Kimata Yishaitu, when that time came, Naimi fell asleep. That didn't work. He was trying to find that moment, and he fell asleep. Amrei said, Shmamina, you see from here, Lavo Rachar Lamabid Haki, it's not right. It's not the way of the world. It's not being the mensch to act like this. The verse says, Verachim of Al Kolmas of Ksiv, God's mercy is on all of his creations. Uksiv, and then there's another verse that says, Gam Anosh Litzadik Lotov. Also, punishing for a tzadik is not a good thing. A tzadik shouldn't be punishing. A tzadik should be soft. A tzadik should be kind. So it's not right that I'm trying to invoke a curse on this person, and that's why it's not working, even though this tzduki is causing me all of this trouble.
Why you put the rooster on his lap or in his bed, Rabbi, for what? The white thing?
To see when the crest... To get to that second, and then to curse.
Oh, because that's, he knows that Hashem is angry, right?
Exactly. You want to be like Bilam.
Oh, well,
Tana, we learned in a braisa. Mishmed Rabbi Meir, the name of Rabbi Meir. Bishah Shachama Zorachas. What is that moment that God gets angry? At the moment that the sun is shining, and all the kings from east and west put their crowns on their heads. So they should be thanking God who made them king. What do? They bow down to the sun. They worship nature. Immediately, God gets angry. Okay, that completes the issue of don't try to calm somebody down in his anger, just like with Hashem. And to let the anger pass, then you can calm him down. And the anger of Hashem and the power of cursing. All right, a new lesson from the same author, Rabbi Yochanan and the name of Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yossi. Tova mardus achas belibo shel adam yosem kama malkios. Better a person to change himself, to say, you know what, I want to humble myself. I'm looking to change. That's more, that accomplishes more than hitting him a bunch of times. Shenamar, as the verse says, v'radfa es ma'aveha. She chased after Jerusalem, that is, chased after her illicit paramours, her illicit lovers, those who were starting affairs with her. V'amra, but then she said, El chava shuva lishia rishon, I'll go and I'll return to my first husband. Ki tov li azme ata, for it was better for me then than now. Oh, when she wants to return, very good. When she wants to return on her own, that's better than all the suffering. That accomplishes more. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish said, a person's humbling himself and looking to change accomplishes more than 100 lashes. Mimea Malkio, Shinemers, it says, Tachas Gara B'mevin, in place of Gara, you know, a little rebuke and the person taking it to heart with one who understands, that accomplishes more, Me'akos K'sil Me'a, than hitting a fool 100 times. And now yet another lesson from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Yossi. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi. Shlosh advar mikish Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Moshe asked three things of God and God granted the three requests. What were the three requests? One, bikish etish v'shchin al Yisrael. In Parshat Kiseitze, he asks, he asks that God should put the divine presence on the Jewish people. We should have prophecy. V'nasan lo Hashem gave it to him. Shenem, as it says, halo belechtecha imanu. Behold, you'll be known that you've forgiven us when you walk with us. Two, he prayed that the divine presence not rest on the Gentiles. God gave him that too. It says, and we and I and your people will be special and unique. Three, he asked that God inform him of his ways. He should understand why God does what he does, how the attribute of justice works. And according to Rabbi Yossi v'Nasanlo, God explained it to Moshe. He gave that answer to Moshe. Where do we see that that's what he asked for? Shenema, because it says, Hodi'eni no'est rachecha. Inform me, make me know of your ways. So what was he asking about? Amar lefanav, he said to him, Ribono Shalom, Master of the World, Mipnei Ma'yesh Tzadik v'Tovlo. Why is there a tzadik? And he has good things in this world. He is a good time. He's wealthy. He's healthy. He has peace. V'yesh Tzadik, then you have a righteous person, V'ralo, and he's suffering in this world. Why is it the Yesh Rasha V'Tovel? There's a wicked person, and he has good in this world. And why is it the Yesh Rasha? There's wicked people, V'ralo, they have it bad in this world. Amar lo, God told him like this. Moshe, this is the answer. This is the way the Ramban explains it. Tzadik V'Tavlo, a tzadik who has it good. That's because he's a tzadik ben tzadik. He's a tzadik, the son of a tzadik. So the way the Ramban explains, people come into this world and they have multiple gilgulim. They live life in multiple times. They live, they die, they come back again. Reincarnations. So if the tzaddik has it good, it's because the last time he was here, he was a tzaddik. So since he was a tzaddik last time around, he gets rewarded this time, and that's why he has it good. Tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'ralo. Why? If someone's righteous here and he's having it hard in this world, tzaddik ben rasha. He's a tzaddik now, but last time he was a rasha. So since last time he was a rasha, he still needs to have atonements for the last time. That's why he's suffering in this world. Rasha v'tovlo, if he's wicked and he has it good, because Rasha ben tzaddik, now he's wicked, but last time around he was a tzaddik, he's the Rasha, the son of a tzaddik. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha has it bad, Rasha ben Rasha, is the Rasha, the son of a Rasha. Anyway, this is the way the Ramban explains it. Simple meaning of the Gemara, though, is tzaddik who has it good is a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, so he's a tzaddik, and his father was a tzaddik, so he has his merits of his father plus his own merits, that's why he has it good. A tzaddik who has it bad is because he's a tzaddik, but his father was a Rasha, so he has it bad because his father was a Rasha, even though he himself was a tzaddik. Amar Mar, you just said, tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik who has it good, is tzaddik ben tzaddik, a tzaddik the son of a tzaddik, tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik who has it bad. Tzadik ben Rasha, Tzadik the son of a Rasha, ain't he? Is that so? Fuck Sibba, doesn't it say, Pokit avon avos abanim, God visits the sin of the fathers upon the children. Uksib, but then we have another verse, Ubanim lo yum su'al avos, children don't die for the sins of fathers. Urmina krayai dadi, so we said, it's a contradiction of verses. Umashanin, and we answered, lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Hakashol son masi avos same biyadem, if the children do the deeds of the fathers, they get punished with the sins of the fathers too. Hakashain olson masi avos same biyadem, when the children are different from the fathers, then the children don't suffer with the sins of the fathers. So one second, if you have a tzaddik ben Rasha, the father was a Rasha, the son is a tzaddik, he's not doing the deeds of the fathers, so then he shouldn't have the punishment of the father's sins. How can you say he has it bad because of the father? Elohi karmle. So this is what God told Moshe. Tzaddik v'tovlo, a tzaddik who has it good, is tzaddik gamor, is a tzaddik who's a complete tzaddik. He's only a tzaddik. So if he's only a tzaddik, he has it only good. Tzaddik v'ralo, a tzaddik who has it bad, is tzaddik sheino gamor, he's not a complete tzaddik. So he has some sins too. So those sins have to be wiped away. So he has it bad in this world, to have it all good in the next world. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha has it good in this world. It's because he's a Rasha sheino gamor. He's not a complete Rasha. He has some mitzvos. Since he has some mitzvos, so he has to be rewarded for that. So he gets rewarded in this world. In the next world, he'll suffer. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha only has it bad because he's a Rasha gamor. He's a total Rasha. So this view is that God explained to Moshe the way in which he acts. However, that's against Rabbi Meir. Pliga Rabbi Meir. That's against Rabbi Meir. Then Rabbi Meir says, "Shtaim not nulo." Two of the requests that the divine presence should be amongst the Jews and not amongst the nations that was given to Moshe. V'achas lo nit nulo. But one divine request was not given to Moshe. Shenamar. That's what the verse says. V'chanosi es asher achon. I'll give kindness to the ones I want to give kindness to. Even though he doesn't deserve, and I'll have compassion on the one I'll have compassion upon, even though he's not deserving. Okay, going back to that, those sentences in Parshat Ki Sisa, Vayomer, and God said, you won't be able to see my face. This is what Hashem told Moshe. When I wanted to show you, namely when the bush was burning and I appeared to you and you hid your face. You didn't want to see me. Now, you want to see? Any rotsa, I don't want to show you anymore. This is against Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, I'm Rav Yonasan. Because according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, the name of Rav Yonasan, when Moshe turned away his face from looking at the burning bush, it was a mitzvah. It wasn't something he should be punished for. In the merit of three, they deserve three. In the merit of Moshe hiding his face, Zachar cluster panav, he merited to a shining face. Bishar ki yarei, in the merit of fear, he was afraid to look. Zachar levayir migesh say love, he merited the people were afraid to come to him. Bishar meyabit, in the merit of from looking. Zachar lutmatzi Hashem yabit, he merited to be the person who sees the picture of God. The verse says there in Kisisa, Vasirosi is kapai, I'm going to remove my hand. Vrayisa zacharai, you'll see my rear. I'm Rav Chana bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasidim. Olam etcher HaKadosh Baruch Lamoshe kashil tefillin. We just learned in yesterday's daf that God wears tefillin. So when God removed his hand and Moshe could see the back, what did he see? He saw the knot in the back of the tefillin. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yossi, Kol dibur v'dibur sheyatzu mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tova. Any word that comes out of God's mouth for good, afilu al-tnai, even if there was a condition, the condition is not fulfilled, lo chozer bo, God will not reverse himself, the good will come true. Minol, and how do we know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, Shenamar, it says that Hashem tells Moshe, harif many, leave me alone, bash me dim, I'm going to wipe out the Jews, ve'ese, uscha l'gai atzum, I'm going to make you into an awesomely big people. Afagav the boy, Rosh, rach me aledim, we'll see from Moshe, daven about this matter, u'bitloni annulled God's anger, and the Jews were not wiped away, afilu aki, even so, ukma v'zari, God fulfilled in Moshe's seed. Shenamar, as it says, b'nei Moshe, the children of Moshe, we're Gershom, and Eliezer, v'yu b'nei Eliezer, Rechavia Rosh, and b'nei Rechavia, Ravu Lemala, the children of Rechavia were more than Ravu. Tani, Reb Yosef, Lemala Meshishim Rebo, they were more than 600,000. Because Asir Ravya, Ravya, Ksivacha, Ravu Lemala, it says here, they were Lemala from Ravu. Ksivacha, it says over there, Vnei Yisrael, Parv, Vayishitsu, Vayirbu, and they were increased, they were more than Reboy. All right, starting Zion Amid Beis. I'm Reb Yochanan, Mishim Reb Shimon Yochai. Reb Yochanan says the name of Reb Shimon Yochai. Me and Yom Shabar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Olam, ever since God created the world, Lo Adam Shekar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adon, Achav Avram Avinu V'Kara Adon. There was no one who praised God as Adon, as the master, until Avram Avinu. Noach referred to God as Hashem. So the Maharsha explains, Hashem is that God exists. But Adon is that he's the master, that he can overrule nature, he can make miracles. Only Avram recognized that, and Avram called him that. Shenamah, that's what the verse says. Vayomer, and he said, Adonai, it's written that way. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Elohim, Ba'mo'eda, Ki Roshana. How do I know that I will inherit the land? Amar Rav, Rav said, Af Daniel, even the prophet Daniel. Onan, it was only answered, Elo Bishvil Avram, in the merit of Avram's relationship with God. Shenamah, as it says, Vatashma Eloheinu, El tfilas avdecha ve'el tachnunav, v'her panecha miktashcha shameim, l'man Adonai. What do you mean, l'man Adonai? L'man chami boile. You should say, show your favor for your sake, not for the sake of Adonai. El l'man Avram. He's saying, show your favor for the sake of Avram, shekra'acha Adon, who called you the master, and recognize that you can overrule nature, and you're the master over the world. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan now taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Minayin Shem Ratzon Lo Adam Mishas Kasel. The same thing we saw yesterday, so before. How do you know that you can't try to calm someone down when he's all worked up? Shenamar, that's what it says. Even with Hashem. Hashem tells Moshe, Panai Yelechu, let my face leave. Let me calm down. Then Vani Chosilach, and then I will let it be for your sake. Amar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Yochai. Another lesson in the name of Reb Shimon Yochai. Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Solamo. Ever since God created the world, Lo Hay Adam Shehod HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atshabah Saleh Avodaso. There was no one who said thank you to Hashem, who appreciated getting more than what they deserved until Leah. Shenam, as it says, Leah named her son Yehuda, Because she said, Hapam, Odeas Hashem, this time I will thank God. She knew through prophecy that Yaakov was supposed to have 12 sons, and she knew that Yaakov was going to have four wives. And here she is having a fourth son. She's having more than her share, more than the rightful share. Hapam, Odeas Hashem. Reuven, Amar, what's the meaning of the name Reuven? Amar Belazar, Amar Leah, Leah said, Reu ma ben benila ben ben chami. See the ben chami. See the difference between my son and the son of my mother-in-law. See the difference between Reuven, my firstborn, and Esav, the firstborn of my mother-in-law, Rivka. Dilu ben chami for the son of my mother-in-law. Even though he willfully sold his rights of firstbornhood. He said, give me the red stuff, I'll sell you anything. It says, Vayim kors b'chor sol Yaakov. We sold the b'chor to Yaakov. And we can add, the verse says, Vayivas Esav es ha-b'chora. Esav then mocked it. And yet, chazu maksiv bei. When he realizes it's not such a good thing to do that, what does it say? He claims that Yaakov fooled him. Vayistom Esav es Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. And he says, Vayom, and he said to his parents, Hachi karashmo Yaakov. The reason why you named him Yaakov, as in cunning. Vayakveni ze pamayim. He was underhanded with me twice. He fooled me twice. As b'chora si lakach. He took away my b'chora. What do you mean, took away your b'chora? You sold it to him. You wanted to give it to him. Yilu b'ni, what? My son Reuven. Afagabdal korche shakta yosel b'chorusamine. Even though it was against his will, he didn't sell it. Against his will. His b'chora was taken away and given to Yosef. It says, v'chalo yitzui aviv. When he changed the beds, when he desecrated the beds of his father. Nitna b'chora asal v'nei Yosef. The b'chora was then given to the children of Yosef. Afilu achi, even so, not only is he not angry at Yosef, he wants to save Yosef's life when he's in danger. Lo ikna be, he's not jealous of him. Dechsev, as it says, Vayishma Reuven. Reuven heard that they wanted to kill Yosef. Yatzilem yadam. Reuven saved Yosef from their hands initially and got them to put Yosef in the pit and not to spill his blood. All right, talking about names. Rus. My Rus. What is the meaning of the name Rus? Why is that her mission? Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said, Shezachta. She merited Yatzvi Menu David. And out of her came David HaMelech. Sherivo Lakadosh Baruch Hu v'shirus v'tishpachos. Who filled up God to the point of overflowing with songs and praises. Minel Deshmagarm. How do we know that a person's fate is determined or his capabilities are determined by his name? Amr Beliezer. Beliezer taught. Amr Karkas. The Pasuk says, L'chu chazum ifalos Hashem asher sam shamos baretz. Go see the deeds of God who's made, who's placed destruction in the world. Atur keshamos. Don't mean that destruction. El Hashemos, but who's placed names in the world. In fact, my daughter in school has a whole assignment now about names. They told her to write about names and names being a mission. So the teacher said, your neshama, your soul, is your shame. In the middle of the word neshama, you have shame. Shin mem. That's your mission in life. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Mishum Yochanan, Mishum Yochanan. Kashatar Basra Basoch, Basis Shal Adam. Worse is a child growing up in the wrong way. Tarbus in the word ribui, growing up. That's worse in a person's home. It's more painful to see a child fight with parents and be disrespectful. Yoter mimulchemes Gog u'Magog. That's even worse than the war of Gog u'Magog before Mashiach's coming. Shenema, as we have this in Tehillim, the verse says, Mizmor leDavid, a song of David, Bivarcho, mipnei Avshalom Beno, when he's running away from Avshalom, his son, when his son is growing up in the wrong way. Uksiv Basen, he says afterwards, Hashem God marabu tzarai, how many are my enemies? Rabim kamim alai, many are standing up against me. Whereas in regards to the war of Gog u'Magog, so it only says, Lama Rag Shugayim, why were the people all, why were the nations so trembling, upset? Ulumimia Gurik, and the nations expressing for nothing. Iluma Rabu Tsarai, but to say, how numerous are my enemies? Look, if it doesn't say. Mizmor David, a song to David. That verse, Bivarcha mipnei Avshalom Beno, when he's running away from Avshalom his son. Mizmor David, a song to David. Kino David Bailey. It should be a eulogy for David. It should be an elegy. It should be pain. A lament for David. Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom. Rabbi Shimon ben Avishalom said, Mashalom Adar Adoma. I'll tell you what it's like. Parable. La'adam Shiatzalav Shtar Chov. Let's say a person has an IOU against him. Kodim Shapiro, before he paid it off. Hey, I'd say he's very upset. I don't know, will I be able to pay it? It's going to be so hard to pay it. Lach Shapiro, once he pays it, Samach, he's happy. Oh, I got it. It's done. It's finished. Af Kane, so to you. David came and Jamalam Kodesh Baruch and make him a lecharami be secha ya'atzev. When Hashem told David, I'm going to stand up against you, a misfortune from your home. He was very upset. Amar Shema Evan, maybe some slave in my home is going to now be the one in charge and pursuing me. O Mamzer, or some bastard who has no modesty. The Lochayasalai won't have any compassion on me. But came in the Chazad Avshalom, when he saw that it's his son Avshalom was upset with him. Samach, he was happy. It's better than what it could have been. Yishamachi Amar, that's why you said Mizmar, a song to David, based on what's going on with Avshalom, his son. Another lesson, a third lesson from Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Mutar Lizgaros B'Rishayim B'Olam Hazeh. What is permitted to incite fights, to start up with the wicked in this world. Shenam, as it says, Ozvei Torah, those who leave the Torah, Yahalu Resha will praise wickedness. Vishomrei Torah, and those who keep the Torah, Yizgarubam will start fights with them. Tainam Yochai, we also learned in a brisa like this lesson. You're allowed to pick fights with the wicked in this world. Shenam, as it says, Ozvei Torah, those who leave the Torah, Yahalu Resha will praise the wickedness. And if a person whispers to you, what doesn't it say? And he reads it as, don't be jealous of them, don't fight with them. And Morlo tell him, no, Mishlibo Nokfu Omer Kane, that's a misread. Someone whose heart is weak, he doesn't have faith, reads it this way. Ella, what does it mean? Al Tischa Bimreim, don't compete with them, don't try to be like them. Leos Kimereim, don't be like the evildoers. Al Tskanebo Seavla, don't be jealous of those who do crimes. Leos Kaosi Avla, don't want to be like those who do crimes. For Omer, and the verse says, don't be jealous about sins that you want to do sins. Can't be your ass Hashem kol hayom, but rather you should be jealous of people who fear God. You also want to fear God. You want to be kept righteous. Asks the Gemara, how could these two Tanoim say you can pick fights with the wicked? Ain't is this so? If you see a wicked person who the hour is laughing at him, that he's succeeding, don't start a fight with him. As it says, his ways will be successful at every moment. Not only is that, when things are going good for him, he'll have a court case and even the rabbis will agree with him. He'll marry in court. As it says, your judgments are exalted above him. Not only that, he gets to laugh at his enemies' downfall. Shneimer says it's called to rub all of his enemies. Yafiach bam, he just blows them away. So my answer is lo kash, it's not a contradiction. When it's matters that are personal and he's succeeding, don't start up with him. Habamili de shmaya, but on matters of heaven, start up with him. Ibai is saying my answer number two. Maybe both are about matters of heaven. Lokash is not a contradiction. If you see that he's having unusual great successes, the hour is shining on him, he's laughing at him, don't start up with him, even if a matter of heaven. We're talking about when times are good, great for this wicked person. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says start up with the wicked. He's talking about someone who's a complete tzaddik, so he doesn't have to be worried, he can start up with the wicked. Rabbi Yitzchak, who said, don't start up with the wicked when things are going well for them. He's talking about someone who's not a complete tzaddik. If he's not a complete tzaddik, don't start up with the wicked. Rabbi Huna said, what's the meaning of the verse? Lama tabit bogdim? Why do you look at those rebels, takrish? Why are you quiet? Bevala rasha tzaddik mimeni, when the wicked swallows the one who's more tzaddik than him. The Russia will lay a tzaddik, because the wicked swallow the tzaddik. Hakziv doesn't say Hashem lo yasven biyado. God will not leave him in his hand. Hakziv, and it says, lo yunel tzaddik kol on. There won't be any misfortune that happens to the tzaddik. El tzaddik mimenu bolea. Rather, it means that the tzaddik, who's a little bit more righteous than him, he swallows. Tzaddik gomor, someone who's a full tzaddik, eno bolea, doesn't swallow. By the same term, I can tell you, shamash shachekas lo shani. If it's a moment when he's having success, that's not a time to pick a fight with him. Even if he is a tzaddik gamur. If he's a tzaddik gamur, don't pick a fight with him. Even a full tzaddik can't pick a fight with him at the moment when he's having tremendous successes. But when he's not having tremendous successes, then you can pick a fight with him. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan said further, what we learned yesterday, anyone who establishes a set place for prayer to keep praying in the same spot, his enemies will fall underneath him. As it says, I'm going to give a place to my nation Israel, and I will plant them there. And he'll reside underneath them. The loyer gazodi won't tremble anymore. The children of misfortune, the bad people, will not be able to afflict him anymore as it was initially. Rav Huna asked if there's a contradiction. It says that they won't be able to afflict him. It says lechalosa, they won't be able to destroy him. The answer is like this. Initially, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was that it would help us. It would be our set place for prayer, and the enemies would not even be able to afflict us. But when we sinned and we lost the Beis HaMikdash, it helped us, so that the enemies weren't able to wipe us out even though they were able to destroy the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, another lesson. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Yochanan, Mishum Yochai, G'dolo Shimush Shal Torah Yosem Limuda. Greater is to serve the Torah scholar and to be in his company than to learn from him. Shanam, as it says, Por Elisha ben Shafat, Asher Yatzak Maim Al Yad Eliyo. Here's Elisha, who poured the water on the hands of Eliyo. Lamad Lo Namar, it doesn't say that he learned from Eliyo, El Yatzak, but rather he poured the water. Greater is to serve him than to even learn from him. Rav Yitzchak once said to Rav Nachman, my time, why don't you come to the shul to daven? Amalei said, I wasn't able to. I was too weak. I was sick. Amalei said, so make a minyan in your house. If you're sick and you can't come to shul, then make a minyan in your house. Gather 10 velitzli and daven. Amalei said, that was too hard for me to do. It was hard for me to get a minyan. You still should have told the shliach of the tzibur, the representative of the community, to come tell you that now we're going to be davening, so that you could daven at the same time as the community. Why is it such a big deal to have a minyan? I should have gone to shul, I should have gathered a minyan, I should have davened with the minyan at the same time. Amalei said, my, what's the meaning of the verse? And for me, my prayer to you, God, is at a time of favor. A masa eis ratzon. What's the time of favor when you should be praying? B'sha'at tzibur mispalim, at the time that the community is praying.